Before I get back to topic, you get a winner on those Sun Devil and Stanford tickets?
We did. Kristen Mesa, congratulations. You were the first one with the correct answer. The secret recipe to Jan Diotri's meatballs.
Mama's meatballs.
Is 2 tablespoons of what liquid substance?
Water.
Pretty
easy. Secret.
Ooh,
pretty secret.
But and we got corrected, or not corrected, informed of the right answer. We had
about what?
3 different individuals so far have texted in to let us know the Sun Devils play at Wells Fargo Arena.
All right.
I didn't realize a bank owned it now. But yeah. Chase Field, Bank One Ballpark. It's still an airline where the Suns play. You know, isn't it still? It used to be America West, isn't it? United Airlines now.
Sorry, I hardly keep track of that.
I think Blockbuster Desert Sky might still be a mobile phone service. It's not a bank yet.
I don't know.
Congratulations, Chris. You're going to see the Suns. I'm sorry, the Sun Devils next Saturday night take on Stanford. Compliments of our flagship station, KTAR. Just a little something they give us to give to our listeners as a thank you for tuning in and listening and keeping us, the longest, continuous, most popular weekend radio broadcast in Arizona.
There you go. And we're also running a contest on predicting the score of the Super Bowl tomorrow. And we've got our good friends at State Jewelry by G. Darrell Olson that has called us and said, look, we'd like to participate in a Valentine contest at Rose on the House. We're going to provide a $250 gift card. Y'all decide how you want to give it away. So you can win it this weekend, and then you have next weekend to get over to the store, 9th Street in Camelback. Is it? Yeah, it's 9th and Camelback. I haven't been to the new store yet.
It's still on Camelback.
Yeah.
And it is west of
its old
town
location.
And country.
Yeah. But you get in there with your $250 gift card and a box of chocolates and pick your little sweetheart up something, and you will be like the Valentine hero of next weekend. And what we're asking you to do is to either text it to us or email it to us. Text it to 411-923 or email it to info@rosieonthehouse.com. We want to know your prediction on the final score of the Super Bowl. Give us the score of each team, the winner, the loser, the points accumulated. And then for the tiebreaker, should we have 2 people with the correct answer, the tiebreaker that we would want you to include on that is how many turnovers will there be, total number of turnovers in the game? We'll be picking the winner on Monday morning.
We'll be finding the winner
Monday morning. And contacting you, so that I'll give you plenty of time to get down to the store, G. Darrell Olson Jewelry, and pick out your Valentine's gift.
Yeah.
There you go.
So if somebody gets the perfect score, it's the first one to get that perfect score wins.
Right.
If no one guesses the perfect score, it'll have to be a point difference. And if somebody guessed 2 points below or 2 points above, obviously, and it came in at the same time, they're still they're both tied now. So the turnovers will determine that tiebreaker. How many turnovers in the game? And
we know what Jen's going to be doing on Monday morning. Shall we try and get Cindy real quick before
sure.
the end of the hour?
I will say there are some pretty it's fun to look through everyone's predictions.
And you only have until 11 o'clock today, end of show today, to post your prediction. We close it down at 11 o'clock today. Let's get to Cindy real quick. Cindy, good morning. Thank you for calling Rosie on the House. We're
yes.
a little tight on time.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question about rewiring my historic home that was built in the 30s.
Okay.
I live in one of the beautiful historic neighborhoods downtown.
Which one?
And FQ Story.
Yeah, okay.
And I've been in the house since 1980. So, but I have never rewired.
Okay.
And we've been having a couple problems with the dryer and replacing fuses and things like that. But other than that, we really haven't had any issues.
Nice.
But I'm wondering what your thoughts are on the whole rewiring process.
It's time. Cindy, it's time to rewire. If you're dealing with original 1930s electrical system, it's time to upgrade it. You're familiar with Rosie on the House. I hope you're familiar with our website, Rosie on the House. We've got several good electricians serving your part of the valley. Call them, get your estimates. You don't have to go through any kind of a historic review for electrical replacement. But get the quotes, and let's take a look at it and think about getting that done, because some of that wiring, the old knob and tube, can be, shall we say, exciting. Cindy, we appreciate the call. That is truly a beautiful historic neighborhood that you live in. Just one of the great little neighborhoods of high, high character that we've got all over the great state of Arizona.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.